Still learning process right now.
How comfortable are you getting with this offense?
I'm getting there. Like I said, more reps, more practice, a lot of film work, studying with Benny, and things like that, picking Aaron and Graham and BJ Head. It's definitely helping me out a lot. So just taking it, like I said, one day at a time, and I really feel like practices and things like that are really helping me out a lot.
Do you feel like you took a step forward tonight?
As a whole offense, the biggest key was, you know, Coach McCarter was telling us as the second team and third team is to get a better tempo, get guys out the huddle. I really feel like the offensive line did a great job. Receivers made some big catches, things like that. So I just really feel like we accomplished some things that Coach wanted us to do as a second and third team unit. And I just want to continue to keep that work up.
Even though you're still trying to get comfortable, you're getting it done. However, you need to do to get it done, I guess.
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, as a quarterback, you want to lead your guys out there. You want to convert them on third downs. You want to make first downs. And, you know, you want to make the right throws and call the right plays. So, you know, I really feel like, as a second and third team unit, I think we took a step forward. But still have a lot to do to work, and I really felt the guys did a lot of, you know, some good things tonight and making some plays.
Vince, a couple big runs. You feel the legs are still there, 3-year layoff and such?
Yeah, always. You know, I feel like Jermichael Finley got me in touch with a great masseuse out here, so she did a great job. So.
Hey, Vince, you look like the Vince of old out there. Do you feel comfortable running the ball and making plays at your feet?
I mean, just really feel like the things that the defense did had me opportunity to use my legs a little bit. But like I said earlier, it still goes back to offensive line, making some key blocks, open up the window, and as well as our receivers making some key catches and things like that. So like I said earlier, as a second and third team unit, what Coach McCarty wanted us to do is to get a little bit more tempo and move the ball around. I really felt like as a unit we did a good job.
It's been a while for you. It had to be great for you to get that touchdown drive in a preseason game, especially when trying to make this roster.
I mean, just team-wise, period. I mean, it's not really about me. I mean, I just really feel like everybody as young guys, everybody as a team, you know, as an offense that took care of their responsibilities on that play. And we got a touchdown out the drive, so that's pretty good. Next drive, we could have did a little bit more better. But that's something we can just work on when we get back to work.
Nice to get a play like the one to Andrew to Corliss in this direction. Talk about that play.
I mean, just something I'm good at. And, Coach, definitely respect that the bootlegs and things like that, as we saw, things that they try to do, you know, they overplay sometimes. And sometimes it gives me the edge to bootleg and come back out. And Cue did a great job of catching the ball and making a big play. I thought he should have scored, but it's good to see him out there making some plays and things like that. So it was good for him.
I bet you smile when you see it like that, though.
Well, I mean, we was trying to attack the run game a lot today, so we wanted to get our running game up pretty good, and the backside guy was kind of chasing a little bit, and I think the guys upstairs did a great job of seeing it and called the next play, and we made a good play out of it. So that's what it's all about.
You've been playing catch-up, obviously, and getting comfortable with the offense. Are you there yet?
No, I'm still not there yet. I'm still taking my day, like I said, one day at a time. I mean, it's a lot coming in that, you know, didn't get OTAs or didn't get a lot of camp in, so it's a lot trying to catch up with signals. I mean, you know, eventually I want to get to know huddles and stuff like that, but it's going to take one day at a time. It's going to take a lot of work and behind the scenes that me and Benny and Coach Clemens, Tom, and, you know, we're doing a lot of hard work behind the scenes. So I'm trying my hardest to try to catch up with the guys, but they so more advanced right now. I'm trying my hardest to catch up with them right now. Ryan. I think it's Ryan, something like that. I forget. I hope I'm not mistaken around the name wrong, but a shout out to Ms. Ryan, though.
You know, you say you're playing catch up, but you look like you're just so much more confident out there. I mean, how much does that play in?
I mean, it's just, you know, I play a lot of football, so it's the biggest thing is getting back in rhythm. Definitely getting back into the offense and understanding the passing concepts and things like that, what we have here. Paying attention a lot to when Aaron Rodgers is in the game and different reads and checks that he does. So, like I said, it's a lot in this offense, and it can't happen over 3 weeks. So, you know, I'll be back in here tomorrow early in the morning and getting back to work watching film and try to get better and better myself as well.
When you did run tonight, were you taking what the defense gave you, or were you just kind of lost in the offense?
Well, I was just you say lost in the
offense. Or, I mean, did you – you know, you said you're still trying to get comfortable. So moments that you were like,
it's just sometimes what the defense give you. Right. I mean, they had man coverage and a lot of backs was turning, and they had some loops going with the defensive line, and I saw opening. Definitely went through my reads, but, you know, as a quarterback like myself, when you see things like that, you make plays and try to get those defensive coordinators not to play that man or two-man defense on you because they definitely have to respect your legs.
Did McCarthy give you any feedback when you came out of the game?
No, not yet. I'm pretty sure he will as we go in and grade it. I mean, I'm still not happy where I'm at right now, and I know he's not, so it can always be better. So I just know that that's a lot of hard work that I have to put in. For myself, as well as the second and third team offense, and want to continue to keep putting smiles on his face and keep keeping that tempo like he wants it.
That's the offense. Was tonight what you expected in terms of being the third QB in and playing two drives? Was that the plan?
Yeah, his plan was to go in and after the first drive of the third quarter. That was the whole plan.
How does the offense fit the offense here fit your game?
It's the offense. I mean, it's the quarterback. You have to go in and learn and take care of your responsibilities. So I really feel like the things that we had in the offense this week that we can take advantage of the defense, of Seattle's defense, some things that we saw last week, different routes and things that we can capitalize on. It definitely worked today. They play a lot of man coverage, and we have some really good receivers and tight ends that can make some plays one-on-one, and we took advantage of that as well.
Has it been good for you being in the quarterback room with Aaron and watching Aaron run the offense and all?
Yeah, I mean, not just Aaron. I mean, Graham as well, BJ. I mean, I just stay in them guys' ear, and they've really been a lot of help, definitely a lot of help. Every time I ask a question, they always there for me on the sidelines, and I just that's what all quarterbacks about. So I mean, it's a tough offense, but at the same time, we all working together, and they definitely helping me to get catch up with the guys as well.
Two more for Vince.
Vince, you're staying even keeled about all of this, but do you feel at all like you're playing for your career at this point, or do you feel?
No, not at all. I mean, whatever happens, all I can do is give it my best, and I don't hold no regrets. So that's all you can do as any athlete in the locker room. Just go in and play football. I mean, it's football. Something you love to do. It's your craft. So, and can't have those type of thoughts in your head right there.
You're a different guy than you were the last couple of years.
Oh yeah, I mean, I haven't grown up definitely, matured. So I've seen a lot from off the field and on the field. So it definitely has helped me grow a lot and mature a whole lot. So I'm just grateful from God for that, the things that He has taught me and different things that I have seen in my 30 years.
Yeah, you seem like you appreciate it so much more now.
Yeah, I always appreciate it, but it's, you know, when you're young and mature, you don't really see a lot. You're kind of blinded from a lot of different things because of a lot of different things that go on in your life that a lot of people don't know. But in the same time, it's definitely have taught me a lot and definitely have matured me a lot. And, you know, being married with kids now and knowing that it's not about me anymore, it's about my little ones now. So that's all I'm thinking about right now is my little ones and my wife and my family.